Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Talon Jenkins, joined with our host. We got Ryan Gilbert and Joel Meyer. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight?
Not too great here. My Panthers got swept out of the second round by a Lightning team without Braden Point. Just scored 3 goals in the whole series, so I'm sure we'll get into it more. So it's a sad night over here in the Gilbert household.
I'm still recovering from a wild Sunday, man. I spent the whole freaking day on the couch because, you know what? We started off 6 in the morning with F1 and the Spanish Grand Prix. My God, Maximus Verstappen winning it. Yeah, it's Charles Leclerc. He had an engine failure and he had to retire, so that was good for me. But you know what? I also had Checo Perez, who also finished the top 3, and I had George Russell to finish in the top 3. So that could not have gone any better, and that's exactly what happened. Verstappen, Perez, and Russell. So that was beautiful. And then we went into the English Premier League finale, which was a mad finish too. I had Liverpool to win the Premier League before the season started, and I gave up on it, but they were within Aston Villa, they were playing Man City, and Man City needed to win that game in order to win the league, and they were down 2 goals with 15 minutes left, but fucking Man City, 5 minutes, they scored 3. So it was nuts. And then that went into fucking golf, man. The whole day was nuts. My guy, Will Zalatoris. I shouldn't say my guy. He keeps fucking me over with his shitty putting.
Whiskey mitts, bro. Whiskey mitts. Yeah.
He screwed up. But you know what? On hole 18, he made one final putt to get it to the playoff. And that's all I wanted, because then I just put everything on JT to win that playoff. So at least I got some money back there. But I know you, Talon, you had JT from the beginning, so good on you for that one.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I had Verstappen, so I won some money pretty early. And then, yeah, I had JT as well. So, you know, JT, you know, it paid off $300 for me or about that. So that covered my big dinner that I had last night, too. And then went right into hockey, man. So
I saw those pictures. What were you eating there?
There's this really fancy Chinese place that opened up in Toronto. It's right down the street from my house, too. So there we had, you know, a big old chili sea bass fish. We had some nice dumplings, big ass noodle and shit. It was pretty good. But yeah, man, it was a sick day for sports, though, dude. It doesn't matter what you're watching. Speaking of sports, though,
Unless you're watching the NBA, fuck the playoffs, man. Every freaking game is in the second quarter. Like, There hasn't been like a game within 10 points of a finish the whole freaking playoffs. I mean, there's been like three good games all playoffs long. Fuck that sport, man. Sick league.
Dude, my buddy's a basketball fan. He was talking about that. He's messaging me, like, are you watching this? This is crazy. I'm like, I'm not watching it. But so thanks for ruining my segue there, Joel. Anyways, like I was going to say, get your ass to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, man. You can get some good picks when it comes to shitty basketball playoffs that have been a letdown. Hockey playoffs, which has been absolutely incredible. Obviously, we'll get into more of that soon. Golf picks. That was a pretty sick major tournament, like we were just talking about. NASCAR is popping off, man. I don't know, everything. There's even a cool F1 group in the Slack. So that reminds us to say, get your ass in the Slack as well. Slack group's bumping off, man. It's always cool. And with playoff time, the hockey channel has been popping off, man. There's nothing like it. It's absolutely sick. As well, I skipped over there to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. Be sure to go check it out. Ryan and Joel are doing some articles and shit like that, too. So go check those out. I'm sure they've been pretty cool and a nice little read there. But back to the Slack, man. The Slack's an absolute blast. Like I said earlier, there is an F1 channel, too, so that's kind of fun. Everything, man, when it comes to all sports, food, music, get your ass in the Slack, dude.
Yeah, we've been hyping up the Slack all season long. And I mean, I feel like this past Friday night, is all the characters were in there. We're all in top form, just going back and forth. I think that may have been peak Slack. So if you're not in the Slack yet, make sure you join it, sg.pn/Slack, or just reach out to myself or Tatlin on Twitter or the Hockey Gambling Podcast Twitter account at HockeySGPN. We'll put you in the right direction. We also have some Hockey Gambling Podcast stickers now as well. You can reach out to one of us on Twitter or in Slack and send us your address, and you can have a nice sticker to rep us. And also support us by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on whichever podcast platform you listen on. If that's on Apple, you can go to sg.pn/hockey, and Spotify is sg.pn/hockeys.
All right, that covers all of our intro stuff here. We'll jump down into our NHL news and discussion topics. There's been a couple things going on, man. At the time of recording here, it's official. Tampa Bay finished up with the sweep on the Florida Panthers tonight. Holy shit. Ryan, I know you kind of jumped on the Florida bandwagon here a little bit because of your boy Claude Giroux. What happened to your Florida fucking pussycats?
They're just complete frauds, okay? They're complete frauds. They average over 4 goals a game in the regular season. They scored 3 goals against, 3 goals total in 4 games against Tampa Bay Lightning. Jonathan Huberdeau, more like Jonathan Who-berdo, because where the fuck was he this series? 115 points in the regular season. I think he had 2 points in this series. 5 points in 10 games in the playoffs. Alexander Barkov, more like Alexander fuck off. He didn't do anything either. You got Sam Reinfart there as well. Anthony Duclair is just terrible too. Aaron Ekblad. You got Andrew Brunette behind the bench there. It's just a team full of frauds. Sergei Bobrovsky in that as well. But credit to Lightning, even without Braden Point, they got completely outcoached. They know how to play playoff hockey. They block shots. They get in the shooting lanes. Vasilevsky is absolutely unbelievable, and I counted them out. I mean, you counted them out against the Leafs. I counted them out against the Panthers. They're getting it done without some of their best players. So it's incredible to watch, really, what this Lightning team is doing.
If we didn't know better, I would have thought that Ryan here is a Panthers fan instead of a
Flyers fan.
The way that he's lighting into those chokers. Yeah, they're just a total frauds, like you said. Ryan said it all. What's unfortunate for me is that I thought the Lightning would win, but I thought the fucking Panthers would win at least one of the first two games so I could get on the Lightning. So it ends up by just... I was right, but I still lost money in the series. Damn it. So that sucked for me. But yeah, Florida, they just, this would be a different series if Joel Quenneville was still in charge. You know, Brunette took over the team. He did a good job in the regular season, but he didn't make any good adjustments. The power play just totally died, and he didn't change anything up. You know, they got a lot of chances, of course, credit to Vasilevsky and all that. But you got to do something different if what you're doing isn't working. And that's where Brunette showed his inexperience, I guess. So I think Quenneville would have at least made this a series. But of course, the Lightning, I mean, they're the real deal. They're the dynasty of our era right now. So, yeah, you can't be too mad. But come on, you got to at least win one game. But that's pretty pathetic. And you can't even blame Bobrovsky. If you would have thought that the Florida Panthers would be swept, you would have thought that Bobrovsky had a horrible series. But no, he was actually one of their better players.
You know what? I know we're carving into Florida pretty good here, but it's worth noting that, like, You got to give credit to Vasilevsky here, man. Florida outshot Tampa Bay 3-1 in this series out of the 4 games, especially in tonight's game. They had 49 fucking shots on goal, and Vasilevsky posted a shutout and just said no. So that's absolutely unheard of. They got the chances, man. They just couldn't get it done. And give some credit to Tampa Bay defense, too, but especially on their offensive side of things, man. Steven Stamkos has been an absolute just juggernaut this entire playoffs, man. The guy's been lights out, not only on the offensive side of things, but defensively too. Like, he's blocking shots left, right, and center. He's hard on the back check. Typical stuff that you'd expect out of Stammer, you know, the past, I guess, his entire career. It's the same shit he's always been doing. But it just seems like he's been stepping up to another level, which is scary considering, obviously, he didn't play much last year and shit like that in playoffs, but it's just scary considering how good he is. You touched on it, though, Ryan. They won that without Braden Point. What's going to happen if this guy comes back in the third round here? He's got a couple, the team has a couple days off. It's going to be a little scary, man. I think any team that's stuck playing against Tampa here is going to have their work cut out for him. All right, speaking of who's going to get stuck playing Tampa, we'll get to that in a bit here. Let's talk down to, let's jump in a little bit with this, Colorado-St. Louis series here. Things got a little nasty the other night, boys. My boy, Nazem Kadri. A little bit of a kerfuffle, we'll call it a kerfuffle, with St. Louis goaltender Jordan Binnington. It depends where you stand here. Some people are saying he rammed into him purposely. Other people are saying he got pushed in. Personally, I lean on the side that he was kind of pushed in a little bit. Obviously, not really willing to give Kadri the benefit of the doubt. But Jolie, interesting to hear your thoughts here, bud. What do you got?
Well, yeah, there's no way that you can say that this was anything but a hockey play. You know, maybe he knew what he was doing, maybe he slid in there a little bit, but there's nothing there that's totally intentional that you can actually suspend him for. It's just about his history. That's what makes this a big deal. Obviously, of course, the Blues losing their number one goaltender in these playoffs in Binnington makes this a much bigger deal than it should be, but I was fine with that, just as I'm fine with Barbashev hitting Kadri, knocking him out of the playoffs. That was a huge hit, and a lot of people had a problem with that, but I don't have a problem with that either. So it's tit for tat. They're both good plays. That's just playoff hockey. You do what it takes to win, and I don't think that either plays were particularly illegal. So I'm fine with it. I mean, obviously the Blues hate it, and they showed that today in this game, losing their temper, going after him and all that, and that cost them that 5-on-3, which resulted in the goal. Kadri's just killing the fucking Blues after what they did to him in the series last year, getting him suspended. Of course, that's all on his fault. That was absolutely a bad bad play by him. But in this case, no way. He is 100% totally legal for him.
Yeah, I think the only reason it was even questioned is because it was Kadri and because of his reputation. But it was a complete hockey play. The puck was there. He was going for the puck. His trajectory wasn't even going towards Binnington. He was pushed into him. So I was just baffled by all the takes. It was like, oh, even the Blues official camp was like, oh, Colorado ran into Binnington. Now he has to leave the game. It's like, no, your own defenseman pushed him into him. And now it's unfortunate that he has to leave the game, especially because he really was the Blues' only chance in this series. He was incredible in the first few games. And who's has not been the same. And then you had, after the game, you had Binnington apparently throwing a water bottle at Nazem Kadri while he's doing an interview.
I love that.
Who throws a water bottle?
That's sick. No, honestly, that's sick, man. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been nice to have like a Binnington versus Mike Smith matchup next round. I think Joel mentioned that in the Slack. It's two just crazy goalies going back and forth. And it would have been good just to see Binnington in the series just to be a bit more competitive. But with this, it's going to be the Avs running away with it and just the Blues, like you said, Joel, getting completely frustrated in attacking Kadri all series long.
Okay, and you know what? This wouldn't even be a thing if it wasn't a goaltender, right? Because the whole Gerard and Barbashev thing should be as big of a deal as this, because freaking Gerard broke his sternum. That's going to knock him out till maybe even past the first game of the next season. That'll take a long time for him to heal. So it's just because he's the goalie, and that's why this is a much bigger deal. But it's no bigger deal than Barbashev on Gerard. So
okay. Now, obviously, Vinny Husso played tonight and got his absolute tits lit. Is Binnington, like, done? Did they say? Like, is he done for the series or what?
Yeah, he's done for the series. I think it's a knee sprain is what.
Oh, come on. Play through. Fuck that. You know, obviously, you can't count a guy's injury against him and shit like that. But what the fuck ever happened to playing through shit, man? Like, fuck that. It was a little love tap. It wasn't that bad going into the net. I'm sure he could fucking, maybe this is a hot take and a dumb take, but like, if you want to fucking win, strap up, go in there and fucking win. Joel, you touched on it. They need Binnington, man. Like, that's their fucking guy if they want any chance in this series. And even if he's not 100%, obviously Vinny Husso wasn't ready to get the job done tonight. And that showed. There's a couple of weak, soft goals there, man. But fuck that. Man up. Pump yourself full of drugs or some shit. Get your ass out there and go play the fucking game.
Hey, Vinny. Vinny. Is he in the mob? It's Billy.
Maybe if that was
Finnish,
like,
not Italian.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's Billy, not Vinny. I was going to ask if you actually knew what his name was. Yeah, maybe if it was like Tampa Bay, where his backup is like Brian Elliott, who is someone that clearly can't carry a series. But Husso took the job from him in the regular season, so he should be good enough to win a few games. So I feel like he'd be better than Binnington on one knee.
That's great. Well, he wasn't, so.
Make sure to get down on the Wins Bet $50 Win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the Win Bet Casino is offering 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. All users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a 3 or more leg Build Your Own Bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Players can take advantage of the offer on the NBA playoffs. The match is coming to the Win, and you can bet on it on WinBet. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers is minus 200, while Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are plus 165. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now, on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine. It's a game changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose 2 or more players that you like and pick the over or under. For example, number of points in basketball, or hits in baseball, or points in hockey. Then, choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. The main reason I'm excited about Over/Under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with a tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download the Sleeper now to play their new Over/Under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. And take a look at that Nathan MacKinnon shot prop for Game 4. He's going to be shooting the puck, looking to close out the series. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right, join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP.
All right, that covers that. Anything you guys want to touch on that series? Obviously, you know, Naz kind of had the last laugh tonight. He put up a fucking hat trick, and I think it was a 4-point night for the guys, so that was pretty sick. Anything else or what?
Oh, I could spend hours on this series, but I'll let this podcast breathe for a bit. I mean, we were going to talk about the next game.
We'll get back to it. Sounds exactly good. All right, we'll jump into our last little thing here. We were talking about Tampa Bay a little bit earlier. How do we think they're going to match up against either the Hurricanes or the Rangers here, man? Like, I've got to be honest with you, I'm leaning Carolina in that series. But either way, I personally think that they're going to walk no matter who they play. With that being said, Antti Rantanen play pretty well. We know Carolina's strong defensively, and they do have the offensive power. Maybe they can give them a run for their money, man. If any of these teams left in the East are able to do it, you would think it would be Carolina, New York, I don't see them having a fucking chance if they do make it. I could see Tampa just beating the absolute wheels off them. Obviously, Shesterkin does have the talent to kind of shut down some of those big guys, but truth be told, he hasn't looked all that great in playoffs either here. So I think Carolina's going to come out of that series. Obviously, we'll jump more into the game and talk about it a little bit. But just as a quick overview, I could see Tampa Bay just beating the wheels out of whoever they play in this. I think they're going to the Cup again, boys.
Yeah, I think the Hurricanes would probably be a pretty good matchup there in the Eastern Conference Final. They've been Hurricanes one of the best teams all year long, and Lightning back to back Stanley Cup champs. But looking at the head to head matchups, the Lightning were 1-1-1 against the Hurricanes, and 0-2-1 against the Rangers. Rangers beat them all three times. So maybe if the Rangers somehow get out of the series, get a good goalie batter, Shesterkin, Vasilevsky. I think either way, though, it'll be a good low-scoring playoff-type hockey series. Frederik Andersen, I think, was back on the ice today, so that's a good sign for the Hurricanes. But, yeah, the Lightning are already favorites to win the East, so I think they're going to be favored no matter what.
Yeah, either way, it'll be a low-scoring series. It reminds me of the Lightning versus the Islanders last year. Same kind of matchup there with the Canes, their defensive structure and all that. But the Hurricanes better start winning some home games too, because they're not going to go all the way just winning these home games and never winning on the road. As for the Rangers, yeah, that'd be an interesting matchup with the two Russian goalies, stud goalies. But I think Vasilevsky would big brother him there. I think the Rangers are fucked either way. I mean, I don't think they're going to get past the Canes, but if they do, there's just no way they're going to get past the Lightning. So Hurricanes are the best chance of stopping the Lightning from making their third straight Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, pretty much. I just don't see it happening, man. That team is too fucking good. All right, we'll jump into our Tuesday games here. Obviously, we only have two games. We're getting to that time of the year where things are getting down a little nitty-gritty. Before we do this, can we talk about that scheduling in the NHL over the weekend? How bullshit is that Tampa has to play a back-to-back in the playoffs, like, or Tampa, Florida? What's the fucking point of that? They give them two nights off and then make them play a back-to-back? That's kind of ridiculous,
yeah.
No?
Yeah,
I heard that was some concert.
Yeah, there was a concert at the arena, so they had to do events back-to-back. But I'm not sure why they couldn't either start the series a day earlier or later to not have that. But, you know, it was nice Sunday having three games on, but only having one game Saturday night did kind of suck.
Do you know what concert it was or no?
I don't remember.
We'll do some digging. If anybody in the Slack knows or whatever, or anybody on Twitter, just tweet us out after. I'm curious, because if somebody shit, I'm going to be pissed.
It was Kane Brown.
I don't
guest,
know who
Walker
that is.
Walker Hayes and Raylan. It looks like he
sounds
the,
country.
Country?
Sounds shit.
He's noted. He's noted as the future of country and one of 31 people changing the South.
Can I shoot myself in the head so I don't got to experience that fucking future or what? A little grim or no? All right, we're going to jump into our Tuesday games on that talk or on that note. Date itself is May 24th. First game on the docket here, man. We got the Carolina Hurricanes against the New York Rangers. Game itself is in New York. Carolina does lead the series 2-1. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop. Carolina on the money line sitting at -105. New York money line -115. The over under is at 5.5. Over paying off +125. The under -145. Holy shit, I think it's gonna be a low scoring game here. Series odds: Carolina to win is paying off -310, and the Rangers to win the series +250 here. I fully expect Carolina to get this win here. Obviously, you know, it was a little close last game. New York decided to show up a little bit and play some good hockey. With that being said, I don't fucking know. I still like the Canes here, man. Canes -105. I could see them being up 3-1, and maybe this series only going five games. Also, you know what? If you're going to give me the over 5.5 at +125, obviously it's been a low-scoring series. But yeah, I'll take that. I'll spring go like a half unit or something on it. Nothing crazy, but give me Carolina and give me the over.
Yeah, I like Carolina here as well. I mean, they have not won on the road yet, like Joel said before, but they played a great game in game three against the Rangers. I mean, Shesterkin was on his game too, though. The only goal the Canes scored was really kind of a weak one from Niederreiter to make it 2-1 in the second. But Hurricanes just dominated shot attempts, shots, scoring chances, high danger chances, and especially in the second and third period. So they played a good game. Couldn't get it done on special teams, but if they can get a few of their chances to go, I like them here a lot at -105, maybe even look at them in regulation. Or, yeah, like Talon said, it's been an under series. It was, what, 2-1, 2-0, 3-1 with an empty netter. So it's been an under series. You could get it at 5. But I could see one of these games is eventually have to go over. So at +125, that's not a bad look. I might stay away. The best bet will be the Hurricanes -105.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you guys once again here. I like the Canes to win this game. The Rangers have been playing much better, actually, in this series compared to the Penguins, where they were outplayed in most of those games. So that's a little concerning. But the Canes are just a much better team here, and they're getting the goaltending as well, so they can match them there. I mean, Shesterkin's been a lot better, too, for the Rangers. But Yeah, the Hurricanes' best attribute there is their defense, especially on the penalty kill too, which is a major Rangers weapon, so they can neutralize that somewhat. So yeah, I like the Hurricanes here as a dog. -105 is just fine with me. They got to win one of these road games eventually. Yeah, and Shesterkin, we don't know if he's the real deal yet. He's had a few good games here in this series, but we also saw what he how he played in the Penguins games. So yeah, give me the Canes here. -105 is fine with me. And yeah, +125 over 5.5, considering mostly the games that these teams played in the first round went over. So the line is shrinking there. It's going more and more to the under. But +125 over 5.5, that's fine with me. You could probably find some fives out there as well. So I do like the over here a little bit too.
Joey's used to finding fives, eh?
Over five. Right. Over five.
Yeah. Okay. I hope so. Jesus
that's,
Christ.
That's the baseline. Five is the baseline.
All right. We're on that. We're going to move down to the next game at 9:30 p.m. We got the Battle of Alberta again. Calgary plays against the Edmonton Oilers. Game itself was back in Edmonton. Edmonton has a lead in this series, 2-1, man. I got to be honest, I did not see that coming. Flames on the money line sit at -105. Joel's fives didn't see it coming either. Oilers money line sit at -115. The over unders at 6.5. Over paid off -105. The under -115. Series odds: Calgary on the series paying off +155, and Edmonton on the series -190. Ryan, take this one away from me, man. Fuck.
Yeah, Battle of Alberta has the Alberta has gone pretty well so far. Edmonton really took it to Calgary in game three at home there. Home team really has kind of ruled this rivalry recently, but I think Calgary has to get one back here. They were just completely outplayed in game three. They have to get their act together. They were kind of better in the third period, but it was already down 4-0 by then. Didn't really matter. But coming this game, fresh slate, Markstrom is better than Mike Smith, even though he hasn't really shown that yet this series. So Flames only -105. I feel the same thing about the Hurricanes. I think it's a good price for them. I could see them coming right back, even the series up. I think this series goes easily 6 or 7. So I like the Flames and the over 6.5, only -105 after the first two games in the series and Edmonton putting up 4 last game. I like the over 6.5, -105 as well. And I like the Flames in the series, +155. If you can get them plus money at all, I like that.
Yeah, interesting line here. Oilers have absolutely outplayed the Flames last couple games. Ever since the first period of the second game, the Oilers have been dominating the Flames somehow, even though the Flames are supposed to be the better team here. And yeah, the line shows us that the Oilers are the better team here, even given the, maybe you subtract a bit for the home ice advantage, but the Flames have to adjust some things because right now they're just playing some pond hockey with the Oilers, and that's not how you're going to win these games. So the Flames have to play a little deeper, play more defensively. You look at the Blues, how they're defending McKinnon. That's what they have to do here to McDavid. And yeah, they're getting burned. You would think that Sutter is a good enough coach to see that and make adjustments, but we'll see what happens here in game four. But that said, I don't know if I'm going to buy that. So I think I'm also going to lean in with the over 6.5 here, -105, considering that's a half a goal difference than it was in game three. So I don't know why there's a massive adjustment there, considering it's still Mike Smith and we know he can have a flabbergaster of a game. And Markstrom has been playing brutal hockey himself. So I think the over 6.5 here is live at -105. And for a side here, I guess I lean to the Flames to have a bounce back game here. I do think that this series goes the distance, gets to game seven. So naturally, you'd expect the Flames to win this one in that case. But stronger play here, I guess, would be the over 6.5. Maybe play some more pawn hockey. But if the Flames are smart, they got to play more defensive hockey in order to shut down McDavid, who's just totally taken over this playoffs. We haven't seen a guy like this since Marty Lemieux. He is the real deal here. Like the Flames can't do shit against him. It's a shame that Chris Tanev isn't playing for them. He's known as a McDavid destroyer, so to speak. At least he might be able to slow him down here, but he's out for now. So, yeah, McDavid's going to do what he wants, and I think that he can help us get to that over 6.5, get 7 goals plus.
Man, you brought up some good points, too. First of all, Markstrom has been a little bit of a letdown this series. I was expecting bigger and better things from him. And his, you know, it's not to say that he can't turn it around. There's still plenty of time left, and I think he will, or at least he's good enough to. He's got all the skill in the world, but it's tough when you're trying to stop a guy like McDavid, man. Joel just said it. This guy's an animal out there on the ice, dude. He's got 23 points. He's absolutely just lighting the lamp. I think he's got 17 assists this playoffs. And if you, it's one of those things, you can look at stats all you want. You can look at your little nerd shit, your Corsi, your Fenwick, all that lame shit like that. But you don't need to, man. This is the best player in the world. You watch this guy play, he dominates every time he's on the ice, every time he has the puck. It's a danger zone. It's a he's on the highway. They're going to the danger zone. That's it when McDavid's on the ice. So it's absolutely terrifying. With that being said, I still like Calgary in this game, man. I think this Calgary team is good enough to get it done. I was for the longest time saying that, you know, Edmonton's kind of a one-trick pony. Well, maybe that's not the case, dude. Look at a guy like Evander Kane. He's leading the league in playoff goals. He's got 10. That's pretty wild. But I still like the Flames, man. Like, from through and through, obviously Joel said it, they would be better if they had Tanev. Of course they would. But hey, man, this Calgary team, I think they're still, they've left out a bit to be desired here. Everything Joel said in his breakdown is so true. Like, they got to start playing a bit tighter defensively. You can't let this guy just walk around all day with the puck. And more importantly, they got to keep playing their game, man. They got to run them into the ground. They got to play that physical style that the Kachucks, the Lucic, even the Mangiapanis, all those guys are known to play. Get that going. That'll help the cause for sure. I like Calgary. Like Ryan said too, I love Calgary in the series here, plus 155. And this could go to 7, man. And fuck, who doesn't want to see 7 games of the Battle of Alberta here? I'm kind of with all you guys. I like the over, I like the money line, and I like Calgary series here. So fucking take everything Ryan and Joel just said and repeat it. That's pretty much what I just did anyways. But fuck yeah, let's go Flames here, boys.
Sweaty sack summer is approaching, and it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. That's why the Kings of Crotch Comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. I've had the honor of testing out these new boxers, and I can say it's the softest fabric of any underwear. So breathable that it's like gills for your groin. They even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time you invest in your family jewels. So, let your bulge breathe and get 20% off and free shipping by using code SGP at manscaped.com. Let's say you're on a date and your partner catches that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwear. It's almost guaranteed to raise some eyebrows and act like a billboard on the highway to Pleasure Town. This is thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0, the best electric trimmer for below-the-waist grooming. This trimmer offers skin-safe technology designed to trim hair on loose skin. Outside of just ball trimming, they're now focusing their efforts on helping out your thigh slappers in other ways with the game-changing boxers. These boxers' features include the Jewel Pouch, a pouch designed to cradle your boys in their own special place, lined with perforated performance fabric to keep them well-ventilated. Basically, just imagine your balls sipping pina coladas, chilling on a hammock on some tropical beach. The micromodal fabric is buttery soft and breathable, keeping your cucumber cool. Walk, run, strut. These moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. The tagless waistband hugs your body without digging in, and it lays flat against your skin to reduce chafing. The front fly opening gives easy access and makes bathroom breaks quick and efficient. You can choose from an arrangement of designs and colors and sizes range all from small to 3XL for all of my guys out there. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. Once the boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
All right, that covers our Tuesday game. We got one more game here on Wednesday, Wednesday, May 25th. We're heading back. Was this game 5?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So we're heading back to Colorado here. We got the St. Louis Blues against the Colorado Avalanche. Game itself is in Colorado. What is it, an 8 p.m. puck drop? I don't fucking know. Anyways, the puck will be dropping at some time. St. Louis on the money line sitting at plus 200. Colorado money line minus 240. St. Louis on the puck line paired up minus 130. Colorado puck line plus 110. The over-under is sitting at 6.5. Both over-under paying off minus 110. The Blue Series odds to win is plus 1,500. And the Avalanche minus 3,000. Holy shit, that was a mouthful. Jolie, take it away, bud. What do you think is going to happen here in Game 5 with your Avs?
Well, I don't know about this game, but I just want to have a comment on the series as a whole. Maybe a few comments. Like I said before, the Blues are doing a job of shutting down McKinnon. That applies also to Makar. I mean, they're applying their whole defensive structure to prevent him from doing what he wants, and it's doing a good job, especially considering that Makar isn't 100% healthy after going into the goalpost in, what was it, Game 2, I think? Game 1, maybe? I don't know. But he hasn't been himself, but he's still getting the job done. He's exiting the defensive zone. He's executing the breakouts with excellent efficiency. And but the Blues, they're canceling out McKinnon. Like, that top line is not getting it done. Even after Bednar put together Rantanen and Landeskog with McKinnon, they're still not able to break through against O'Reilly's line. That's the coaching mismatch here. I think Brube is a bit better of a coach than Bednar, even if he's a freaking moron with going to the refs. Oh, wow, about Kadri's reputation, all that bullshit. Bednar didn't say shit about that kind of thing when Kemper got his eye poked by Johansson. So anyway, the difference here is that the Avalanche have much better depth defensively and offensively, and that's what's come through now. We saw Kadri at the hat trick here, second line guy, and Lekkonen in the game three was the big difference there to scoring that goal. Awesome forechecker. That's how the Avs have to win the series, because the Blues first line is canceling the Avs first line, so the rest of the guys got to do their job, and that's what they're doing, and that's what's needed to be done. So that's going well. As for this game, plus 200 is a bit juicy there for the Blues, but it's asking a lot for them to win this game. Going back to Denver, where the Avs, I think they do have a killer instinct. They want to get this series done. They know the stigma of exiting the second round. Leafs, Talon, you know all about this with the first round, but the Avs have a bit that going at the second round. They just want to get it over with. So I think that they do come out and play this one. So give me the puck line here, plus 110. I think the Avs win this one comfortably. It's hard to see them losing this game. If they lose this game, then fuck, the series is all in. You might as well take the Blues 15-1 for the series. It's either that or Avs puck line. I don't see much middle ground there.
Why is this guy got to bring the Leafs in? Why you got to say that?
You're the benchmark for choking.
All right, what do you see here, man?
Yeah, I completely agree with Joel here. I mean, the Avs are going back home. They want to show that they're not the teams of the past years. They want to get this done, especially after just completely dominating a game four in St. Louis. I got some nerd stats here. Avs had 30 scoring chances at 5-on-5. The Blues had 29 shot attempts. So that's a huge disparity there. Avs had almost 69% of the expected goals for. I mean, the Blues had a few power play goals there, but it was just all Avs at 5-on-5, outscored them 5-1. So going back home, you got to take them on the puck line, plus 110. Also probably looking at a race to four maybe, or a team total over 4.5. Just completely poured on the Blues after they kind of came after Kadri, who now some Kadri is going to get absolutely paid this offseason. Joel said they're shutting down the top line, and Kadri is taking complete advantage. Hat trick tonight. He'll continue to put up points, and he's going to cash in this offseason. And you guys can cash in with the Avalanche puck line in game five.
Man, I fucking love Nazem Kadri. If you don't like Kadri, you don't like fun. It's as simple as that. Right? The guy's an absolute stud, and like, he's tough as nails. He's not afraid to go in there and, you know, square up and throw down if he has to. He's not afraid to throw a couple big hits, and clearly he's not afraid to put the puck in the net like he's been doing his entire career too. This guy's been absolute steal.
And you know what? I'm also impressed in this game too, because the Blues are completely trying to bait him into doing something dumb, but he wasn't buying it. And he wasn't buying it. They attacked him. And then instead, the Blues had the 5-on-3 against them because they're trying to do that shit.
I was watching the highlights too, and even when he scored, obviously did that celly on the first goal. That was pretty cool. But even after that, when he got number two and number three, he wasn't, you know, it wasn't egging on the fans. He wasn't doing anything stupid. He was there to win the game. And he, you know, he took that team out of their comfort zone, man. They were trying to go after him as opposed to win a hockey game. And you can't do that in playoffs, dude, especially when you're down 2-1 in the series to a team as good as the goddamn Colorado Avalanche. So a lot of credit to Nazem Kadri. I loved him as a Leaf. And, you know, it's awesome to see him getting a lot of praise and respect out there in Colorado. So the fans are treating him well.
Just wait till he gets paid by the Flyers.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
not a chance in hell.
Future Flyer written all over him.
Yeah. All right. As far as this game goes here, I'm taking the over 6.5, man. Potential elimination game here. Obviously, we've seen Colorado put the puck in the net, and Darcy Kuemper looked a little shaky a little bit, boys. We've been saying it all year long. You know, does this guy have what it takes? Well, obviously, he's getting a lot of help from the team in front of him, and he's not a bad goalie, but there's a couple squeakers today. Also, you had the potential of an elimination game where, you know, they could be down by two goals with 5 minutes left and there's just goalie poles or some shit and you get three empty nets or something stupid like that. So I'll take the over at 6.5 and just hope to watch some goals, man. It's always fun to see. I don't know, like, fuck. Maybe Avs puck line, just based off what I said, too. Like, it's at plus 110. If they can win by two here, I can see it. Part of me, I've been betting St. Louis a lot in this series, man. And I got lucky on, I forget the game they won. I don't know if, I think it was game two.
Game two, that wasn't luck either. The Blues were much better in that game.
They played well. They came out flying after a weak game one. But I think it's too little too late, man, especially if there's no Binnington in net and there's Vili, not Vinny. Don't call him Vinny. Call him Vili Husso in net. Look out for that, Finn. He'll be doing stuff. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they stand a chance, though, man. I can see Colorado wrapping it up, especially back at home there at the, what is it, the Butt Arena? Wasn't it something stupid like that? What's the name of their?
So dumb. The Bally Arena.
The Ball Arena.
Bally.
They're playing in ball. The nutsack.
No, it's just ball.
It's just ball? Yeah, what? They're playing in the Nut Palace, bro.
Isn't that after the network, whatever, the broadcasting?
No, yeah. No, it's the Nut Palace. You're dumb.
Ball Arena. Used to be the Mile High Stadium. Now it's the, or not the Mile High Stadium. It was the Pepsi Center, and now it's the Ball Arena. All right.
Okay, we got some updated odds here. I think we'll move down to Eastern Conference winner. You can get Tampa Bay Lightning to win the Eastern Conference at minus 130. New York Rangers to win the Eastern Conference plus 850. And Carolina to win the East at plus 155. Honestly, man, Tampa Bay's got to be your pick here. Maybe sprinkle a little bit on Carolina if you're feeling a little sassy, but I like Tampa Bay. Boys, anything for you?
Yeah, I think Tampa Bay has to be the pick. Hopefully you got in on Carolina Eastern Conference earlier in the playoffs or early in the season. We were talking them up. But like, if you like the Rangers to win game four, maybe just sprinkle some Eastern Conference plus 850. They win game four, put a little scare into the Hurricanes and just start maybe steal a series. But yeah, I think Lightning minus 130 is probably the only bet I'd go with here. But I have a Canes future I'm riding out.
Here's some line knowledge for you guys. If the Canes win, the Lightning won't be minus 130 to win the series. It'll be much closer to pick them. Canes might even be slightly favored given the power ratings of both teams. So I wouldn't touch the Lightning yet if you want to go that way. Right now at plus 155, I think it's Canes or bust for me. I don't think the Rangers have beaten them. And I definitely don't think the Rangers have beaten the Lightning. So yeah, it's Canes or Lightning for me. But if you like the Lightning, just wait till the Canes win their series.
All right, heading down to the West here. Colorado to win the West is paying off minus 220. Big favorites. Edmonton to win the West paying off plus 400. Calgary plus 500. And St. Louis plus 3,500. I got to be honest, man. This is a good time to kind of get in on the Flames here, dude. If they can win this game four here and then end up taking down the Oilers, you know, who's to say they don't go in there and give Colorado a bit of a run for their money if the team starts playing a little bit better? And, you know, if they do, that number is only going down. So I'll put a little bit of a flyer out on Calgary plus 500 for the West here.
Yeah, I agree there. Calgary plus 500. I think they do win this series, and then they'll be less than plus 500 against the Avs in the next round. And also saying that Avs minus 220 is probably a good look, too, there.
I kind of agree with you guys. Flames plus 500 is the play here. I think they're a better matchup against the Avs than the Oilers. I think the Avs, they should be able to out pond hockey the Oilers, because they just have better defense and better skill guys, and there's no way that the Oilers have the defensive makeup to shut down the Avs first line like the Blues are doing right now. But that said, the Blues are 35-1. That still has life, you know. Don't write them off just yet. I mean, obviously the Avs are in the driver's seat. They're probably going to finish this deal off, but 35-1 here, that's worth a sprinkle, I guess. But yeah, it's either that or the Flames. I don't see value in the Avs or Oilers at this point.
That's why you play the games, man. Anything can happen. All right, we're going to move down to, looks like, Stanley Cup finals here. Stanley Cup champions, who do you think will win it? Colorado is paying off plus 135. Tampa Bay plus 260. That's not a bad look. Carolina plus 475. Edmonton plus 900. Calgary plus 950. That's not bad either. New York Rangers plus 220. plus 2200. And St. Louis plus 8000 here. Anything jump out to you there, boys, or what?
I think the Rangers at plus 2200 looks pretty good. That implies about a 4.35% chance. So if you think there's a better than 1 in 20 chance of them pulling this off, Shesterkin going on a run, I think that's worth a sprinkle there. And then the Flames, too. I think they're plus 950 after, if they win game four, that'll come down. So I'm on the Flames bandwagon there, plus 950, and just riding out everything else I have.
Me, I think the only teams that can win the Cup are the Avs, Lightning, and Hurricanes. So the top three are in the right spot. That said, you can't really fade the defending champs. They show that they can do it. They looked a bit shaky against the Leafs early on, but then they woke up and they discovered their championship form, and that's exactly what they're in right now, beating the Panthers in four. So yeah, Lightning are the only thing looking right for me. Of course, like I said before, you can wait a little bit, wait for the Canes to beat the Rangers, and then you'll get a bit better odds on that. And you never know, maybe the Blues beat the Avalanche, the Lightning could it would be favored, so maybe that can go either way, because if the Avs get knocked out, the Lightning will definitely be the favorite. So yeah, I think it's Lightning or nothing right now. For me, I don't see any other teams winning. Maybe the Flames have a chance, but Markstrom has to be absolutely legit. We haven't seen him be the number one playoff goalie too often. I mean, he was okay with the Canucks there in one or two series, and he was good against the Stars, but we're seeing it just get lit the fuck up by McDavid and co. So I'm not having too much trust in that right now. And of course, you know my thoughts on Goudreau and co. and those chokers. So yeah, I gotta go with the real deal here with the Lightning, if anything right now.
All right, talking about the Flames and Calgary there. We had a question. I forgot to bring it up when we were doing our Calgary-Edmonton statement, and we kind of touched on it a little bit, but we'll run through it just because there's a pretty good question here. It's from our boy Tony Pruitt in the Slack group. Gentlemen, is Calgary gassed, and how can they regain control of the series? Joel, you touched on a little bit. You said, you know, they got to tighten up defense. They got to stop letting McDavid play their running gun kind of style, stop playing pond hockey here. I think that kind of covers it, yo. Anything else you think? Is Calgary gassed? Personally, I don't think they are. I think they're ready to take this series, but.
I think they could get gassed after this series, after 5, 6, 7 games of this, if they have to go up against the Avs after it. But yeah, it's still game four here. They just have to get back to their game. They're a deeper team than the Oilers, and they have to show that.
Well, if anyone's gassed, it'd be the Oilers, considering they had a bigger fight towards getting the playoffs at the end of the regular season. Plus they had to play 7 games just like the Flames did. So, if anyone should be gassed, it should be the Oilers. To get the control of the series, they got to be more structured. They got to play more like they did against Dallas, just dominated in hockey, like rolling on those four lines. They are deeper than the Oilers, so they got to match them up like that. Obviously, they're going to lose the one-on-ones against McDavid and Evander Kane, who's suddenly a god, and Draisaitl, who's getting better and better because he's apparently not as hurt as it looked. He's getting healthy real quick, real good German genetics there. and Markstrom has got to be way the fuck better. He's been awful. He's been one of the worst goalies in round two. So he might be the worst. Like you, not me anymore. I'm a Mike Smith bagman, but you guys are still talking shit about Mike Smith. But Mike Smith has been outplaying him. Absolutely. Of course, he gave up those early goals there in game one. But since then, he's been a rock. And he looks like the Mike Smith of old. So, yeah, Markstrom's got to be better, and the Flames got to be more structured in order for Calgary to win the series. Otherwise, McDavid's going to do what he wants.
I think the simple question as to who's the most gassed right now, it's every fucking stripper in Tampa Bay, because they got the entire Florida Panthers right now just looking at them, throwing fucking 20s, throwing fives all over their cooches. It's fucking 1:56 a.m. If you're telling me that that Panther team isn't in there just getting absolutely fucking buckled, looking at these teddies, these strippers are making their money's worth tonight, man. Those are the ones who's the most gassed in the playoffs right now.
We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. Make sure you download the SGPN app. It's now live in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. And don't forget to toss us an app review and download the SGPN app today.
All right, boys, that covers our little question segment here. We'll move down. What did we call this last show? The HGP Puck Puck Challenge, baby. We're going to head on down to the HGP Hockey Gaming Podcast Puck Puck Challenge. Things are getting a little bit tighter than they were last show. That's fun to see here. Currently at risk, I have 131 Puck Bucks at risk with future bets. Ryan has 382 puck bucks and 50 puck cents at risk, and Joel has 485 puck bucks at risk. My current bankroll available is 478 puck bucks and 13 puck cents. Ryan has 508 puck bucks and 75 puck cents, and Joel has 515 puck bucks and 35 puck cents. From the looks of it, Joel's currently in the league, Ryan right behind him, and myself dwindling away in third here.
Back off with all the pucks.
Buddy,
like that guy in Trailer Park Boys. Fuck off with all the shouting.
Fucking Donnie, fuck, shut the fuck up.
That's you, the fucking puck, puck, puck.
All right, there, you little puck puss. Why don't you go first then?
All right, well, like I said before, the Lightning and Stanley Cup winners here, plus 260 is fine with me. Of course, I think you do get a little better odds here after the Avs beat the Blues and the Canes beat the Rangers. But we're not going to be doing a show for a bit because of a certain someone going a little fucking Roman Emperor vacation for his birthday. So I got to put this in now. We're going with the Lightning to win the Stanley Cup, plus 260. We're putting 40 puck bucks on that. Next up, we're going with the Canes to win game four on the money line, minus 105, 30 puck bucks on that. Just much better team. I don't think Shesterkin's going to bail them out again. Hopefully the Canes can finally win a road game in the playoffs. Next up, we're going small bet on the Avs, puck line, minus 1.5, plus 110. 25 puck bucks on that. I think it should be elimination game. If the Avs don't win this one, oh, man, the series is wide open. It'll be tough to go back to St. Louis for that. So I think that this is a crucial game to win. And finally, we're going an even smaller bet here with the Flames, Oilers, over 6.5, minus 105, just 15 puck bucks on this. It's just a matter of the line movement here. We saw this game at 7. Just a couple days ago, and all of a sudden it's at 6.5 and minus 105. So just a matter of live value here. I don't think that either goalie is elite or playing as such, especially Markstrom. So yeah, well, maybe this game continues to be pawn hockey. That's what the media is pushing. That's what Daryl Sutter is pushing. You know, these comments saying that, the game against the Stars was boring. So we put seven past.
Is that your Sutter?
I tried. Okay, I couldn't remember what he said. Okay, so I broke up there. But point is, he's not playing boring hockey anymore. He's pressured by the media, so he wants to score some goals, let a few in, whatever. We're going to get to 7+ in this game. But I'm not that confident in it. So just 15 bucks on that.
Yeah, I touched on it when we were discussing the game. I'm going for the Flames to win the series, plus 155, putting 50 puck bucks on that one. Also taking them in game four to win in regulation at plus 140 for 25 puck bucks. Doing the same thing for the Hurricanes in game four to win in regulation, plus 140 for 25 puck bucks. I figure at least one of those bets should hit, so it'd be profitable there. And then I'm also taking Colorado on the puck line, plus 110 in game four, just for 15 puck bucks. So I realized I have the Avs minus 2.5 games, so don't want to put too much puck money on that. And I'm taking the Oilers-Flames series to go to 7 games at plus 140 for 25 puck bucks, because who doesn't want 7 games of the Battle of Alberta?
That's a fun little bet. That's a fun one. For myself, I got Calgary series win at plus 155. I'm putting down 50 puck bucks on that. We talked about it earlier. I think the Flames can kind of bounce back here, but we'll know more tomorrow for sure. I also got Calgary money line minus 105 in game four. 50 puck bucks down again. Let's go Flames here, baby. I also got Carolina money line minus 105 as well in game four. Another 50 puck bucks. And then for the Wednesday game, I got St. Louis, Colorado, over 6.5 in game five. That's what we talked about earlier. I got 50 puck bucks and 13 puck cents here. Yeah, man, I'm a fuck it. It was 50% of our bankroll we're allowed to risk, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good.
We're good. We're good. We're in there. We don't need Sharky fucking coming for the horns or anything like that. So we're okay. All right, boys, that kind of wraps it up here. Anything else worth noting here before we sign off or what?
Just a quick Calcutta update with the Lightning taking out the Panthers. Joel is now down to just the Oilers as his final team remaining. Go Bearcats has the Avs and Blues. I have the Flames and Lightning, and Talon has the Hurricanes and Rangers.
Fuck, that sucks. I guess we'll have to do an update show like that coming up soon. We'll see what we can do when we get back at that. Maybe in between the third round or something, we can touch base, get Bearcats back on and go from there. Boys, Mark Giordano, eh? Not bad, no?
Yeah, that was a steal of a contract. He went back to the team and said he'd take less to help build the team. So good for him. Good for the Leafs, I guess.
Fuck yeah, but he's getting the Jason Spezza deal there. You gotta love it. I had to throw that in. I'm sorry. All right, boys. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, man. Tons of information. Tons of other sick podcasts, too, dude. If you're not listening to those, give them a check out. Obviously, you know, we don't want to talk about it, but in a couple of weeks, there ain't going to be any hockey left. So if you're trying to win some money, that's definitely the place to go. They'll give you all the intel when it comes to NASCAR, golf, any other sports that are firing off, man. They got everything. WNBA is popping off. They got some good shit there. So by all means, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website and check out Ryan and Joel's articles whenever they do them. There's some good shit there, so make sure you read them if you can read. And shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Slack group. Slack group's popping off, dude. Playoff Slack is better than any other time of Slack. And hey, man, maybe we're just a little bit biased, but I like to think we got the best Slack channel of them all in there, and we don't have to blow each other up with notifications by tagging the entire fucking channel, so that's pretty cool, too. get your ass in the Slack if you're not in the Slack, man. It's an absolute blast. Reach out to myself and Ryan if you're trying to figure out how to do so.
Yeah, join the Slack and make sure you subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. That's on Apple. You can go to sg.pn/hockey. Spotify is sg.pn/hockeys. And leave us a 5-star rating and review. We have a new one here from our friend Beijing Wings from the Slack channel. He sent this to me because he can't get Apple where he is located. So he sent me this. It's a long one. I'll try not to be too long-winded here. We got Beijing Wings 5-star review. The best hockey podcast out there. You don't need to gamble to enjoy the show. The HGP covers the latest news, injuries, and trends from around the league, while also giving breakdowns of games, lines, futures, and best bets all season long. The hosts are a collection of characters. Joel is a young Don Cherry. Talon is a new species of podcast host we've never seen before. And Ryan is Ron McLean. The straight man slips in killer one-liners. If that's not enough, join the HGP Slack to talk with the hosts in a community of hockey gamblers as they make picks, react live to the action, and have a good time while watching the games at home.
Right on, man. Thank you very much, Beijing Wings. That's a very kind of you, my friend, and very accurate. And thanks, Ron, for reading that. You did great. All right, everybody. My name is Talon Jenkins. You can find me on Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94. I'll be putting an order into shopnhl.com for my Giordano Leafs Bieber jersey, as well as maybe a Claude Giroux Pittsburgh Penguins jersey. So keep an eye out for that.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can find me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer, but I guess I'm also Don Cherry, so you'll find me in a spiffy suit the next time you see me, if you ever see me.
He'll be telling the kids how to gamble. All right, kids, look up here. You got to take the money line. Give them a thumbs up.
Fuck the Russians. You need a good old Ontario boy. Come on, Leafs.
Good Ontario kid.
Yeah, the Toronto kids.